unique. It's the only time we really get together is a pre-season blitz, and there's a lot of holding stuff close to the chest before that. So, yeah, it's an interesting concept. Hopefully it goes off well with the Melbourne situation, but yeah, all coming together and all seen. So hopefully it's a positive for everybody. We're pretty disappointed last time, so I'm expecting a pretty strong performance on Saturday night. Yeah, they've recruited the best without question, getting Jock Landale and Jack White and a few other pieces around there. They've done really well. And Wollongong have done an excellent job recruiting as well. So I think those two teams are probably a step ahead of where they were last year. You know, so it's interesting times with a few changes, Adelaide changing, Sydney getting some injuries. So, you know, we're getting there. We're slowly getting there with the new combination. It's still work in progress. So hopefully we can do a pretty good performance this week. You know, we would love to have, 20 home games, 22 home games in Perth, where you sleep in your own bed and train in your own facility. That, you know, that's a huge advantage to have. And, you know, we're in this different situation from the parity of the draw, where you get 14 home, 14 away, is, you know, is compromised, I guess, if that's what you want to call a compromise. But it's certainly a huge advantage for the home teams to play that many home games. You know, that's they make these rules up as they go along. You know, and that's what can you do? You can't do much. We just got to, you know, realistic that we got 22 away games, and that's a lot. So we just got to get in a rhythm now. That's the lay of the land. We play 8 games, and we certainly want to focus in on that first game and set it off on a good record. It's you can't be successful with a chip on your shoulder. That you're defeating your own purpose. Our job now is to play the best basketball we can, what we can control, not what other people can control. And we're trying to build a championship team. We're not trying to build a team, you know, with a chip on the shoulder and say, poor me. That's a losing mentality. And the winning mentality is, let's be the best that we can possibly be, and we'll play them in the car park, we'll play them anywhere. That's the mentality that you got to have and build within the group to be a championship team. And that's our focus. Obviously, Clint out hurts that extra punch off the bench. And we've seen the game, 2 games ago, we had a really good input from everyone on the bench. I think 12 guys scored. And that's everybody's got to take the slack up now. And last game, we weren't so good off the bench. So it's going to be a good opportunity for the young guys. You know, Wani and Sherv coming off there, and also JB. So it's going to be a really good test for them to see if they can take up some of that slack. We know he's young and still developing his game, and, you know, he's not at the end product right now. It's and this goes with a lot of young kids. It's, you know, irregular performance. They'll have a great performance, bad performance, and it's inconsistent. And it's not till they get, you know, 20, 30, 50 games under their belt that you see that consistency. So LT provides us other things on the court. And as we go through that maturation period, we'll certainly give him the opportunity to grow and see. But look, the last game, we started 9-0 with the starters. The game before, we played a great game against Melbourne United starting the game. So it's not really our starts that are hurting us. It's the back end of stuff. We've lost a lot of experience from last year, and that's what it is. We've got a new group coming up, so it's a job for the new group to, you know, to come together as a unit and play, and the other guys to support that. So mindful that we're trying to win. We're not trying to develop for 2 years in 2 years' time. We want to win, and we want to win now. And we've seen a game that we can play the best basketball and shoot 108 or 106 points. And then we've seen a bad game where we shoot 70 points. So we've got to close the gap between good and bad. Just to give you a bit of history, I coached in the CBA in 2004, and that's how the ladder was built out of quarter points. But you also need an extra timeout so you can advance the ball in the last minute every quarter. The NBL doesn't do that. We haven't got enough timeouts. That to us, we won't be playing for quarter points. We'll be playing for a win. My son quickly showed it to me yesterday when I was trying to put a face mask on, and it was flicking, mate. So I said I might go viral with the old TikTok. So hopefully we don't have to wear a mask as coaches. It's pretty hard to whistle with the mask on. To come home from practice, to open up the elevator or the lift and to see the big signs on the wall, it's just, you know, you feel so inclusive now that people from back home are supporting you. And I know the guys got a real big boost out of that. Sometimes that we're stuck here in isolation, you know, where Western Australia is locked down and we feel isolated. But to have that, what the front office done, put them up in our Red Army, it just brightens the day up and certainly gives the guys